This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We've begun our study of the book of Habakkuk by looking at three impact statements. As we've considered the context in which they were made, we have become familiar with the prophet's message. As I reflected on his message, some questions developed in my mind. Habakkuk 1:2-4 is a prayer in which the prophet complains to God about the violence, injustice, destruction, strife, and conflict throughout the land of Judah. Why had God not responded to his cry for help? Was his prayer not legitimate? What he asked for was consistent with what he understood would be in line with God's moral and ethical laws. But the prophet was accusing God of tolerating wrong. He was complaining about having to put up with these conditions that he felt God should be dealing with, like right now. He wanted God to straighten things out according to his plan and timetable. He forgot that prayer does not put you in the driver's seat. When you go to God in prayer, it's not to inform God about what he should be doing. It should be more along the line of asking God to do something that he deems best and when he knows the time is right. God actually was already working on an answer. His answer was way out of the box Habakkuk had in mind. The Babylonian army was approaching Judah just beyond the horizon. Habakkuk had heard about the rise of that empire and how ruthlessly they devastated the armies and countries they attacked. It had not crossed his mind that God might choose to use them to deal with the concerns Habakkuk had. I'll explain this next time. And you can review these messages from my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.